If your family is like mine, you compete for masks. That is, who gets to wear the nicest ones out of the house. Well, get used to it. The TSA has extended its requirement for travel masks on trains, planes, buses until next January, which means America's debate over masks will go on. Let's put all that to Seth Kaplan, our transportation analyst at Here and Now. And Seth, these mask rules are because of the Delta variant raging across America. Are these COVID numbers hurting air travel?
Well, the early indication is yes, at least travel demand, people booking for trips in the future. Right now, a lot of people are still traveling. Mm. And these are trips that people in many cases booked earlier in the summer and have decided to take anyway. Airlines have said that they've seen some softening. You know, during the whole pandemic, whatever's been happening with COVID itself, you could follow that and, you know, track it with the airline booking numbers, and that's happening again now, but nowhere near what happened last year when almost nobody was traveling.
Now, I've been traveling 3 flights in the last couple of weeks. Don't know what you've seen, but as far as masks here, I've seen everybody on the plane in compliance. What does that look like now, and what will enforcement look like with these new TSA rules?
Yeah, and this is an extension of rules that have existed. We've seen those well-publicized incidents of people not following the rules. Thankfully, those are, of course, a minority of flights. I, too, have been on several flights, never seen anything like that. But it is happening more often than in the past that you have these conflicts, at least reported conflicts, with flight attendants. There could have been incidents in the past that weren't reported to the same degree that they are now. But every indication is that, you do have more of this happening. And now, at least, as you said, through January, those same rules are going to apply also on public transportation.
Now, in the not following category, let's talk a little about air rage and duct tape. Frontier's airline flight staff, as you know, had to tape down a man who allegedly punched flight attendants. American Airlines staff had to do the same thing with an unruly female passenger. You know, perhaps an effective use of an all-purpose adhesive. But going forward, what options do the airlines have for this?
United, in fact, Scott, has gone out of its way to tell its employees that duct tape is not to be used for this purpose. Hard to believe that we're even having this conversation, right? But look, these are flight attendants who, if you look at the videos that have come out on social media, you could understand why in some cases they were concerned. And so it's all a question about getting the balance right in terms of what to do about these passengers. Remember, too, alcohol is still not served on board. You know, if you're confusing causation and correlation, maybe you'd say, well, why is everybody so unruly now that there's less alcohol? Probably no connection there, but everything's so different now from how it used to be.
And finally, just as far as unruly events on airplanes, are there still those air marshals on the planes? I remember after 9/11, these security professionals were on all the planes.
Yeah, for a while, all flights, or at least that's what we were told, then sort of sporadically on domestic flights and on most international flights. Mm-hmm. There are a few thousand of them in the U.S. still. TSA is cagey about, you know, saying where they actually are for obvious security reasons. But if you do the math, that tells you that they're not on nearly every flight. And we've seen these incidents, at least as far as anybody can tell, they haven't been able to respond.
Probably duct tape rules for them, too. That is Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.